This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening tomorrow, the Umpqua Fly Tying and Casting Festival, and Doug Myers in to talk about it this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us about what's going on tomorrow.
Well, we've got about 60 fly tiers out there from Oregon, Nevada, California, and Washington that are be tying flies all day long, and the public is can come out and watch them, interact with them. You know, the mission is just a non-perishable food item or a donation that we provide to a food bank, and it's a fun day.
Now, you began this last year, and it sounds like it really took off.
It did. We started out with 3,000 square feet last year in Winston Community Center, and we had about 40 fly tiers there and about 300 people attend it. That was just coming out of COVID. So this year here, we carried the same venue over, but it grew, and now we're at the fairgrounds.
And it's interesting that you can pull people in from this far away. It sounds like some of these folks are pretty well known for what they do.
We have some quite a few of the tiers are nationally and internationally recognized for their craftsmanship and skills.
So what goes into tying a fly?
Patience. And you know, just studying, you know, your insect, your area that you're going to be fishing for, the type of fish, decide on that, and then from there you progressively lay in your materials and finish your fly off.
You know, it's interesting, on our outdoor shows on Saturday and Sunday mornings in the 5 a.m. hours, sometimes I catch part of those, and they'll talk about it, and there's like a, really a kind of a science to this if you're really into it.
There is, yeah, and there's a lot to know about it, knowing your materials and that, and recognizing your species and so on. We also have rod building demonstrations going out there, too.
Now, you've got a couple different groups pairing together for this.
We do. Umpqua Valley Fly Fishers and us, we collaborate together, and we have been since 2018, and we've got a great relationship, and it's our big fundraiser for the year for both of us.
Now, talk about the work you do throughout the year.
Throughout the year, what we do is we teach, we instruct the first responders, healthcare personnel, active duty military and veterans on tying flies, building a fly rod, how to cast, and we just go fishing. It's just a means for them to be able to decompress and get a restart.
And what is it about fishing that does provide that? Is it just all the waiting?
It's being in the water helps with that. You're concentrating on developing your skill and reading the water right and going from there.
And how long have you been fishing?
2017, I started fly fishing.
So not that long ago.
No, I'm just a pup.
But you've really obviously gotten into it.
I have, yes.
And talk about, with some of the veterans, obviously you've gone through a lot of things sometimes, and it sounds like this is one activity that really is super beneficial.
It is, and it started out with Project Healing Waters, a national organization for disabled veterans in 2005 back in Maryland. And so I picked up on that and was in that. And then when COVID hit and seeing what was happening with the mental health for our first responders and healthcare, I decided to get with Umpqua Valley Fly Fishers and start a veterans division, and that's how we grew.
So at the fairgrounds tomorrow, what are the hours?
9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and the tires they change every 2 hours, so there's different tires there.
And I understand you've got a silent auction and some other things going on.
We do. We have a lot of items for silent auction and raffles on that. We have casting outside and just a lot of fun time.
And even food trucks.
Yes, we do.
So a lot to see out there tomorrow, 9 to 5. And which part of the fairgrounds?
It's in the conference center.
All right. And what's the admission again?
A non-perishable food item or donation for the food bank.
All right. Fly Tying and Casting Festival tomorrow at the fairgrounds. Doug, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
8:36 at the Morning Report.